Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, June 27th, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. I love boobies. Merchandise sales skyrocket with Y2K resurgence. Creative collaborations. The Keep Abreast Foundation's I Love Boobies merchandise has seen a resurgence in sales, with an 85% surge in wholesale growth from 2022 to 2023 and continued growth of 8% from 2023 to 2024. The Zumiez partnership alone generated $1.3 million through wholesale in 2024. Collaborations with brands like Blenders Eyewear and PSD have been successful, with products selling out quickly. CABE's merchandise program has become a reliable revenue driver, with over 200,000 bracelets sold at Zumiez. The organization's aim to reduce breast cancer risk provides an engaging entry point for partnerships seeking to make a real impact. CABE is celebrating its 25th anniversary with expanded collections and new retail opportunities, including a partnership with Etnies and PSD.
Texas Christian University Men's and Women's basketball teams joins the Nation of Lifesavers. Members of the Texas Christian University Men's and Women's basketball teams recently participated in hands-only CPR training on campus. The training, led by the American Heart Association, aimed to equip the athletes with the skills needed to respond to cardiac emergencies. With nearly 9 out of 10 people facing cardiac arrest outside of a hospital not receiving immediate CPR, this initiative is crucial. The American Heart Association emphasizes the importance of CPR in saving lives, especially in critical moments. By empowering more individuals with CPR skills, the chance of positive recovery for the community increases. The Smart Heart Sports Coalition, along with major sports organizations, advocates for evidence-based policies to prevent fatal outcomes from cardiac arrest among high school students. Implementing these strategies across all 50 states can make a significant impact in saving lives. Biomed News Breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NY American CLDI, highlights 2025 pipeline progress and strategic focus in shareholder letter. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., a clinical-stage biotech company, highlighted its 2025 pipeline progress and strategic focus in a recent shareholder letter. Under the leadership of CEO Eric Poma, PhD, and Chief Medical Officer Dr. Guy Travis Clifton, the company has advanced its RedTail platform, showcasing tumor selectivity and immune modulation potential at AACR and ASCO. Kaliti aims to file for lead candidate CLD-401 by the end of 2026, with Phase 1 trials for CLD-201 expected by year-end. With $10.6 million in cash and a reduced burn rate, Kaliti is focused on rapidly advancing its pipeline to enhance shareholder value. Research links key proteins to the growth of brain tumors. University of Plymouth researchers in the UK have identified the proteins that underlie the growth and development of common brain tumors. Their findings could lead to the development of new, less invasive treatments. Understanding the factors behind meningiomas could also help in developing treatments and preventing their onset. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are investing resources in this area. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. BiomedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. UK doctors are using unapproved AI solutions to record meetings with patients. Health leaders in England have issued a strong warning to doctors and hospitals, urging them to stop using certain AI tools that may violate data protection laws and endanger patient safety. The increasing use of AI to record the conversations between patients and their healthcare providers in the UK shows that AI is making its way into different sectors. Thumbs Up Media Corp is also deploying this technology. AI Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest advancements in artificial intelligence, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. Former Oura CEO Harpreet Singh Rai joins Loop to accelerate preventive health innovation. Former Oura CEO Harpreet Singh Rai has joined Loop as President, Healthcare, bringing a decade of experience in preventive health solutions. In his new role, Harpreet will lead the development of Loop's healthcare products, focusing on creating seamless, engaging experiences to help people take charge of their health. Loop, a company aiming to add 20 healthy years to the lives of working Indians, is excited to have Harpreet's leadership to scale prevention beyond corporate walls. With a background in engineering, investing, and health leadership, Harpreet is uniquely positioned to accelerate Loop's prevention-first approach and make healthcare more accessible and engaging for millions of working Indians.
SeaStar's Quelimmune can cut pediatric sepsis deaths in half. SeaStar Medical Holding Corp has developed Quelimmune, a medical device that treats pediatric patients with acute kidney injury due to sepsis. Clinical trials showed that Quelimmune can cut mortality in half from 50% to 25%. Designed to target the cytokine storm, Quelimmune has shown promising outcomes, especially in pediatric patients. One such patient, Kurt, experienced a near-death experience, but was saved by Quelimmune therapy. After just 24 to 48 hours of treatment, Kurt showed significant improvement and was able to resume school and golfing. This innovative therapy has the potential to revolutionize treatment for critically ill patients facing organ failure.
Executive interview. SeaStar CMO and pediatric specialist talk about promising therapy to treat pediatric AKI. SeaStar Medical Holding Corporation's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kevin Chung, and Dr. Stuart L. Goldstein from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center discussed the FDA-approved Quelimmune device on Benzinga's All Access. This device targets pediatric acute kidney injury I caused by sepsis, reducing mortality rates from 50% to 25%. Quelimmune aims to treat hyperinflammation by targeting the cytokine storm, showing promising results in pediatric patients. SeaStar is also conducting trials for adult AKI treatment and plans to expand Quelimmune's use to other conditions affecting the innate immune system. With 6 FDA breakthrough device designations, SeaStar aims to provide innovative treatments for life-threatening diseases.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.